And there's some more bad news for the banks behind credit cards. A new report from J.P. Morgan Chase finds that credit card-related losses for banks rose by about 8% in August compared to the previous month. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
This week, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke made headlines when he said that, technically speaking, the recession is very likely over. But he also said that it might not feel like that to many Americans anytime soon because the economy is still losing jobs. And these credit card defaults are directly linked to that. As more people get laid off or get their hours cut back, they can't pay their credit cards. Nigel Galt is an economist at IHS Global Insight.
People have lower incomes. They try to maintain their living standard, which means they've probably been trying to put a bit more onto that credit card. And ultimately, they can't bear the strain. And so that leads to bigger write-offs.
Galt says the rising credit card losses are also a sign of just how over-leveraged many Americans still are right now. In other words, they've just borrowed too much money.
Absolutely. It's evidence that people are extremely stretched. We're going to really need to see some improvement in the labor market before the average person really feels that the recession is over.
Galt says all this suggests that consumer spending is not going to pick up that quickly and that the economic recovery is likely to be pretty sluggish. But Galt does expect to see some job growth getting underway around the middle of next year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.